back on the air here Wednesday, August 25th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears here with Glenn Coble on these lazy, hazy, daisy, whatever, crazy dog days of summer. And it is a dog day week. It is 90 degrees about every day this week, humid as could be, and hot, hot, hot. Possibly the warmest week of the year, and the warmest day of the year could possibly be today. Who knows? What do you think, Glenn?
Well, I just looked up my weather on my phone, and it says it's raining out there, and it's 82, so the temperature has come down a little bit.
Boy, it's chilly outside.
Yeah,
82. I'll
I'm
get my
have
coat.
To go, yeah, go home, get a sweater.
Oh, get a sweater. Get ready for this. Boy, get the blankets out tonight. Fire up the heater.
I need a little more rain for my garden. Cucumbers look like they were going to sink into the soil.
Somebody was holding something during the break. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I don't know if you're taking any talking on this show, but I've been getting calls. They say they're from Medicare. They do, like, screening. And I get the ones with the back pain, and I've been getting Amazon lately and some. But and they mentioned Medicare. So a few months ago, I was writing anybody that mentioned Medicare down, and I called them. And they said, we don't do any stuff like that, you know, to give them the number because it's like fraud. Well, she was doing, I think sometimes she wanted to send a kit. They didn't want to send kits. This one was something about heart, and I don't know what you do to send it back. And she said the address, and then they always get my birthday right. But this one didn't. She said something. She said, I can give you your birth. I said, I don't give out information. She said, well, I can give you your birth date. And I said, okay. Because I said, is my insurance going to end up paying for this? And she didn't answer. So when she gave me the birth date, this time it wasn't right. It wasn't the right month. It wasn't the right year. And stuff. And I just tell her, I said, I was told when I get these calls to, you know, to report them and the phone number and who am I talking to and everything. And they hang up with you and different stuff. But I think, she was one of me to give the birth date, but the thing is, we have that number that nobody's supposed to have, and they give me Social Security or somebody gives this number. You're not supposed to give it to anybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they have that number. And the first one several months ago, he would say the last four numbers, and I thought, you don't have that right. And then the other one, he said, oh yes, I have that number, and he read the whole number. And I went and got my purse, looked at the card, and he had it. And then right after that, I got a second call about the same thing. So I have an air horn here, and I just let my air horn off. And then I held the phone up, and he still stayed on the line. And I said, I just got a call about this. And he still, so I hung up. And I said, I almost got choked on food, you know, answering this call and different stuff. And I don't know. Somebody needs to, because people are getting scammed out of money. And all this stuff, and I thought Biden a couple months ago on my car stick, I saw where if you're getting like scam calls or something, that somehow the phone companies are supposed to be fined about this. But I told one of them, I said, well, what we need to do is everybody that has a phone, alert the phone companies 2 or 3 months ahead. We're not paying our bill anymore. At least you put something in like a one where we can't get these calls. It's everybody that has a phone.
Now,
and, you know, we're just not going to pay our bill for 2 or 3 months until you do this.
Now, you have an air horn next to your telephone?
I love that.
Well, I have it. I have trouble breathing sometimes. And if my breath catches, I do the air horn. My son hits me on the back. Then, yeah, I have one in my purse. I kind of carry one. But, yeah, and a few times I did it. And, you know, usually I just do the air horn. I hold the phone away a little bit so it's not close and hang up. And I get so tired of them. They're so nice. Now, Miss Judy, you know, and they almost sound like a girl. They sound very, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, is your son awake right now?
No, huh?
Okay.
No.
Well, sometime call us and fire off that air horn.
Well, I have a CPAP machine, and if he's back there and stuff, it's mostly I sleep sitting up, because if I lay over, I don't know why, my ear shuts off and I can't get it going.
Yeah, I
just
do the
can't
same
get
thing.
It going.
Yeah.
And one time I ate a little bit of watermelon, a little bit of the liquid went down the wrong way. That was last year. And I tell you, I mean, he weighs like 280. He came out and pounded, and I never thought I was going to get my breath back. I thought I was a goner that time. So I kind of like watching everything. And it's like something there isn't working right. My throat, sometimes I feel like I have a little flap that goes across that. That's bugging me. Otherwise, I'm pretty good. But something needs to be done about these campers. And I told one of them, well, I saw my first dick. Well, one lady got out of $97,000, you know, got cheated, you know, from scammers. But these people that call all this health stuff, and I said, Medicare, oh, we're not Medicare, but like they're doing it for them. And I said, no, they said they don't do any of this stuff. And things, but sometimes 5 to 10 calls a day, you get tired of it. I got so tired every time, your back pain, leg pain, and all. I said, I don't have any pain. Take me off your list. Turn around and call me right back again. And some of them's Florida, and, you know, sometimes it'll show the state, but I'm answering the phone because I need to, it's something legal in Columbus, and I need, I don't know the number when it shows, if it doesn't show up, you know, and I'm not for sure the number. And I'm just getting tired of it. So I don't know if people can all get together. I mean, people have computers that can do all kinds of stuff. And I told several, we need to quit paying our phone bill and tell the phone companies. I know if you pay a few dollars, people can't call you or something. But they need to put something with all this other things they've got. You you contact the phone company or somebody. Like I was on that do not call list, and not to get that mail that you don't want. Since 2008, but 2008, some of that only covers certain things. But they can make a thing up where, you know, if you don't want any of those calls, and some of them, I don't know if they're showing Florida, but they're over in India or someplace or whatever. So I don't know. I'm just.
But you should. Harder. You should never give out any personal information.
No, I don't.
To somebody that you don't know.
And yeah, Medicare, they say my name, and they'll say my birth date, and they'll say where you live, and then and everything. But they say that number, and I said, you can't have this number. I think we've only had it a year or so. I said, the doctor's usually about the only one that's supposed to have this. Well, I've got it, and he read it off.
Well,
and they do. They have it.
There are people that have different ways of getting that sort of thing. If you don't know the person, what I do, and it seemed to have helped, I'm 75, so I'm a prime target, and so is my wife. If I don't know the person, there's a thing on my phone where I just, as soon as they say hi, and it's always that sweet little girl, like you said, Mr.
Yeah.
Cole or Mr. Glenn, we are so happy. That as soon as I hear that, I click them off, and then I go in and I cut them off as a contact, so they won't call me back. Now you do get them back because they go through a different phone number, but you can cut.
Oh, I don't know how to. I don't know how to do that.
Ask your son how to get it onto the phone,
okay,
and cut those off.
There's only there, and then I had another thing I wanted to talk about. I don't know what you guys are talking about today, but in the paper, it's got where all these young kids, I think even babies, are getting like viruses, respiratory things, viruses, and there were two other things named. I guess hospitals, some of them, children's 85% and stuff. And what I don't get is when they come across the border, and if they've got that virus and stuff, they're busing them and flying them to all different states. That's putting that out there everywhere. And I saw, I don't have cable, but I have a far stick where I just click on little boxes. And this one reporter was asking these young people, I would say college age, should all these illegals, you know, have all this free medical care and all the free housing and all the, you know, everything else? And where, you know, we don't. We have homeless people that's on the street, veterans and everything. Oh, yes, they should.
If you're in the United States illegally, you do not get any benefits, period. That's just, that's a fact. And you can check with the United States government and ask them about it. I will guarantee you, if you are what you're calling illegal, they do not get any benefits, period.
Well, they say there's ones in California that take them all in.
Oh, there are a lot of people that say stuff, but it's not true.
Oh, yeah, because they can, I figured May and, no, June and July, 200 have come over, 200,000 have come over, well, over 212 each of those months. That's over 400,000. That's not counting the other 5 months.
But that doesn't
so
mean
where
that.
Are they going? They can't, a lot of them speak English. Where are they working and stuff? And in California, I was on my far stick, and it said, if they can't speak English, Spanish, they get $1,200 a month.
No.
So I don't know what they're putting these people on, and they don't know. And then another
You're
thing.
You're listening to the wrong people.
No, this is like the stuff. But then on my first trip in New York about 3 weeks ago, this lady got beheaded, I guess with a sword. He just chopped her head off. He's from Cuba. He's not from these other places. And they tried to deport him two or three times, and because of judges, they couldn't. So I don't know what they're going to do about that. And they don't know, even with these ones coming from Afghanistan, they don't know if ISIS is slipping in there or what. So I don't know. What's going on.
I wouldn't worry about that, because they are really vetting these people. Now, there are going to be people that will get through. There's no doubt about it, but life is dangerous, and that's going to happen. But we need to save the rest.
The ones Biden's given this thing to get through, they're printing it off like crazy, this sheet. So anybody from ISIS can grab it from somebody that's really an American and stuff and come through.
I don't know where you're getting your information, so I'm just going to
leave
that alone.
I'm getting it all over the news, and where Biden says none of this stuff's going on, and it shows them doing all this stuff that he said that isn't. But
I think I'd listen to my president before I listen to all those other people.
Oh, I wouldn't listen to him for nothing.
Yeah.
I would.
There's the problem. You've got to listen to the people that are intelligent and that are leading fairly. Now, I listened to Mr. Trump for a long time. Tried to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm trying to give Mr. Biden the benefit of the doubt as well.
Well, they said most of his people told him not to do what he was doing.
I don't know who they are. They said.
His own cabinet, his own military, the Pentagon, told him not to be doing it how he's doing it, and he's doing it this way. But I'm not getting into that, because it's a mess, it's a disaster, and probably the ones Americans left over there are maybe going to get beheaded, and then they're going to do something about that. But I just wanted people to know about those calls and stuff.
Okay.
And
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open for this quaint little variety talk show.
Boy, did we
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There is a problem in Afghanistan, though. There's no doubt about it. And
sure.
We just have to learn as a country to not try to occupy other countries. Because every time we leave, the group that we're trying to keep out comes back in.
Right. And the group that we try to bolster and it's only happened twice, Vietnam and Afghanistan.
I think Iraq. I think
maybe Iraq. But the people that the United States tries to bolster are just trying to get money from us. And it's just a way. The guy that was the president of Afghanistan took off before all the poop hit the fan with millions of dollars. So,
well, it is unfortunate that our military equipment now is in the possession of the Taliban. It is unfortunate that women are being treated how they are now in Afghanistan. It's awful, but aside from going back in there, I don't know what we do.
But we've got to quit listening to those people. The lady that just talked, she's using description and anecdotal information that she's getting from those people. She doesn't even know who those people are. She's listening to Fox News, or she's listening to OAN, or whatever the name of that. And these are...
Oh, by the way, remember a few weeks ago when we were having the conversation? I want to get it out before I forget again.
Okay.
And I could not think of the group.
Yeah.
The conspiracy group that people believe now.
Yeah.
QAnon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I said that.
No, that remember I said it sounded like Al-Anon.
Yeah, and I thought I said it was QAnon.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Maybe you did. I don't know.
Well,
could be.
And QAnon is getting more and more support because we have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene who believes in QAnon.
Well, a lot of people do.
I know there are.
Thing.
Yeah, don't believe all that crap. Find out for yourself. If you're not there and somebody tells you it's a fact, make sure it is a fact.
But just remember about John Adams.
Yes, that's a fact.
That is a fact that, first of all, when it came to the Sedition Act that put journalists in prison.
Yeah, we looked that up.
We looked it up that, number one, Congress passed the law. John Adams wasn't a dictator on this one. And number two, It was only for journalists who printed false information. You had to prove...
There was a list of things.
Yes,
yeah.
You had to prove that they were printing false information. And number three, his wife in the Federalist pressured him in that. He didn't necessarily want to sign that act.
And also, after they had, I don't know how many years of it, but they had some time where they got to look it over, it was torn down. The Sedition Act is no more.
And it didn't even reach 100 people who were... I don't even think it got near that.
Okay.
Maybe 40, 60, something like that.
Know.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have an easy solution for that woman that called in about the phone calls.
Uh-oh, did you talk to some people, too?
No. I didn't talk to people.
Who's your people?
If I don't recognize the number, I don't answer the phone. If
I'm
they won't
kinda
be
that way.
Enough, they'll leave a voicemail.
Yep. I'm kind of that way.
Good
if
answer.
Somebody I ever want to talk to is in my contacts, and if one of them names don't pop up, I don't answer.
And that's a good idea, though, to tell the people that may call you that you won't recognize their number, leave a message, because
don't ever give out Social Security or driver's license number or anything.
Out, yeah. My wife gets mad at me if I tell somebody what the number of our house is on the phone. So.
Yeah, because they can come to your house.
Yeah, they could.
Come on over.
I have a killer dog, though. He weighs 9 pounds, and he'll attack them.
Yeah, I have a killer dog, too, and the most he'll do is lick you to death. Yeah.
So what's your feeling on John Adams?
I kind of really don't understand. I know people are appreciative of what the Founding Fathers did, but times have changed so much. Pretty much everything they started is irrelevant now because times have changed so much, which I guess is why we have so many amendments to the Constitution, because everything changes and we have to keep updating the Constitution to go with the times.
Yeah, and we
can't
go
and get the Founding Fathers, and we don't actually know what they were thinking, but we can only guess by what's in the Constitution. So we don't actually...
Well, are there... John Adams did have many writings that... I mean, I believe John Adams also... Now, I could be wrong on this one, but I do believe that John Adams was the first one to publish a presidential autobiography. I think he wrote it.
That's interesting.
I couldn't tell you that.
I couldn't either.
I know Washington didn't.
Yeah, I was sitting here listening, and I heard that poor woman call, and then all the trouble she's going through. What if you don't recognize the number? Don't answer the phone.
Good point. Thank you, caller.
Great idea.
Very, very simple.
Just don't answer it.
But I believe that is true about John Adams. I believe he did publish his autobiography.
Oh, I'll hear about it.
And you'll hear it if he did.
Sure.
And he was 39 years old when he did it.
Okay.
I don't get the age thing. That baffles me.
I don't care about the age.
No, me either.
It's past. They've been dead for a long time.
They're gone. And age is irrelevant to me in their greatness. I guess what bugs me about the Adams thing is that we do hold Washington and Jefferson very high.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm not sure if we're going to do that we should be dropping Adams off that.
You know, it's interesting. You just tweaked something in my brain. You said age is not relevant. Age is relevant, and I'll tell you why. Because when I was 30, and when I was 20, 30, and 40, I had nothing but ambition. Now that I'm 60 and 70, I've developed more and kindness.
Age is not relevant to how old you were when you died, which is what we were talking about last week. How old was Jefferson when Adams died?
Okay.
That was the incorrect fact I gave. I was off by about 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
And also that I forget who was alive, but one of the Founding Fathers was still alive, or one of the other presidents were still alive. Now, what I want, did they go to the service for either one of them?
Did they go to the service?
For Adams and Jefferson. They died on the same day.
Oh.
Wonder when their service...
That
they have
type
of
service.
Dueling
funeral
services?
Service.
Yeah.
I thought you meant
were they still
the
sane-minded at that time?
I don't know.
Was it Madison? I don't remember which one was alive, but...
I'll have to go back and watch the Broadway show. It'll tell me.
The point is Do you or do you not agree, just based on the facts of what we know about Adams picking Washington, Adams certainly picking Jefferson, and Adams' writings on slavery, that he felt they were wrong? And of the first 12 presidents, the only two that didn't own slaves were he and his son.
Now, it was interesting what you read, and now I am a firm believer that he did not like slavery. He did,
right.
was opposed to
it. So do you really think that he was so against people's civil liberties? What about the civil liberties of Washington and Jefferson and all the other founding fathers who became president, and all the presidents in between he and his son, the other 10 first presidents of the 12 that did own slaves?
Well, the recent caller called, they are now I'm thrown off. We get guests in here, and it throws
yes.
my brain off. But
well, Terry's going to come sit down here
okay.
because he heard that whole John Adams spiel last week from Dr. Feynman, so we got to get his opinion on that.
Okay, and then I'll try and remember what I was talking about when Terry walked in.
Come on this way, Terry.
We're
not going to let you out.
No, there's all kinds of stuff to talk about. Now, Terry, we drove out of here last week listening to the beginning of Glenn's show, A Progressive Life, and you heard Dr. Feynman's soliloquy on John Adams and my misfacts. Go ahead.
He stated the fact that I think was it his death that when he died or something?
The age was off.
Yeah, the age was off. And it was John Quincy that had the diary.
Right, and I have fixed that. John Adams' letters were kept.
Right.
And also I do believe, and heaven forbid if I'm wrong here, but I believe John Adams was the first president to write his autobiography.
Oh, okay. Like I say, he did. Those were the two main points that I think he mentioned. You know, is
right. Well, and also that I think there was another president still alive.
That's right.
Was it
Madison? He wasn't the only founding father that was still alive. James
right.
Madison,
I think Madison.
Yeah.
Which okay, but now is there any relevance to that to John Adams' greatness?
I mean, you know, just some of the facts that you pointed out there last week, I think it was, or you know, the time. Man, he accomplished a lot, I think.
And now this thing about putting journalists in prison. Now, yes, that did happen, but it was passed by Congress, by the way.
Okay.
Adam didn't just dictate that and start throwing.
Well, you're talking about when he was
president.
He imprisoned some.
Yeah. He,
okay.
Well, he did, but again, Congress passed that law.
Okay.
He just benefited from it.
Okay.
And number two, it was like 40 or 60 people were thrown in jail. I don't even know if it was that high, to be honest. They were arrested, I think.
Okay.
Editors. And you had to prove, if you were the government, that what they said was incorrect.
I was going to say, did they have false information? Is that what they got?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And by the way, we still have those laws. They're slander laws. Now, you can't throw somebody in jail for slander.
Right.
But they shouldn't have been printing misinformation.
Right. That's the whole point of journalism, is to be factual and accurate.
Right. But by the way, he was pressured by his wife.
Well, yeah.
And his Federalist friends
mm-hmm.
to sign that act. He wasn't exactly all in on it.
For it, yeah.
One of the people that it was a congressman that he was going to throw in jail said that the President Adams was swallowed up in a continual grasp for power, in an unbounded thirst for ridiculous pomp, foolish adulation, and self-avarice. Those are pretty harsh words.
Well, he was about to go to prison. What'd you think he thought of him? That's one heck of a guy putting me in the clink.
Yeah.
One heck of a guy.
How dare he?
How dare. But, you know, again, I don't know why these points. The three points I want to make, and I'm sure Dr. Feynman's listening, are just simply this.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, maybe if he's not, you can point these out to him. The point is, these are the three points. This is it. Number one, he was the leader of the group that said Washington needs to be the general of the Revolutionary Army. Washington didn't want the job. He went to the meeting not wanting the job.
And that was a monumental decision.
And that was clearly. So
history, yeah.
You don't have John Adams. My belief is you don't have George Washington.
Exactly.
Number two, he single-handedly, not with a group, he single-handedly said Jefferson is the one who needs to write the Declaration of Independence. That's how they got so buddy-buddy. They had a falling out later in life, which they did mend again before they died, but he's the one. So you don't have Jefferson if you don't have Adams. That point. And then the third point just simply is the man did not believe in slavery. He got it at that time. His writings state, I have hired people to come work for me, but I believe that until everybody has their freedom, including slaves, we are not free. We are not independent. He said that in his time, while Washington was owning slaves, while Jefferson was owning and having affairs with, well, let's not say affairs because he wasn't married. He was sleeping with his slaves and producing offspring. So you want to talk about throwing 20 or 40 journalists in prison? What about the civil liberties of Jefferson and Washington's slaves? And by the way, the other 10 first presidents who also had them, why was Adams the only one who got that? That slavery was wrong.
That's a good point.
Now, Glenn, come on in. Defend your buddy, Dr. Feinman.
Well, no, like I've told you more than once, this is not a period or a history that I've ever studied, so I really don't know an answer to any of this. But I think what if and pointing fingers at one person or another person isn't productive. I think we need to move ahead. That's why my show is called A Progressive Life.
No, but
we need to move forward and forget all those old people.
No, but I don't think we can forget the old people because we keep rolling them out every time.
That's what I hate about current. We have current politicians right now that roll these guys out and imply that they said this, when in fact, most of those old fellas we didn't have recordings of.
Well, we knew what Adams said.
Well, and we do have written
but
stuff.
Not because of his diary.
No, not a diary. I believe it was his memoir. And I believe his letters
make sure you correct me.
Well, don't you think it's interesting, though, that Adams kept the letters from Jefferson, but Jefferson burned them?
I don't know whether Jefferson burned them or not, but I have friends when I was in businesses that love to keep letters of their own so that they can throw them up in people's faces. And quite often, some of the things that were in their letters were not true. So you got to be careful of that, too. Let me just say this.
Yeah. Okay, let's just take it from this standpoint. What makes Washington and Jefferson great? Now, people will sit at home and laugh and say, what are you talking about? Okay, I've given you reasons why I think Adams is great. I've given you three. What makes their presidencies? I'm not talking. So you got to take the Revolutionary War out of George Washington. You have to take the Declaration of Independence out of Thomas Jefferson. What about their presidencies were so monumental? Because when we put them on the list of greatest presidents of all time, if we take what people do outside their presidencies, a lot of people's standing would change.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
We don't base Eisenhower on World War II. We don't base Grant on the Civil War.
I would say that we do base a lot about Eisenhower on World War II.
Well, then he should be up a lot higher.
Well, I agree. He should be higher. But this is all water under the bridge. It's also non-verifiable to a... You couldn't take all this stuff into a courtroom and expect it to be accepted. I think we should honor our founding fathers, all as founding fathers, with their foibles and all the bad stuff that went around.
But we don't.
No, we don't.
We
but
don't.
We should.
But until we do, that's why we got to have conversations like these, because people will promote people like they knew them. You know, oh, well, Washington was a wonderful guy. Well, I don't know.
That lady that called in, she's been listening to people that act like they know stuff, too. None of us know all this stuff. Now, if you take, what is there, 18,000 books on Lincoln? There are an awful lot of books on Lincoln. I'm sure that you can prove anything was right and anything was wrong.
Why is it so wrong? Why are people so... I mean, Terry, you've heard the rumor about Lincoln.
Yeah.
Which is?
He's gay?
He's gay. Now, why do people get so offended by that? I mean, I don't know if he was or wasn't, but who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, it's calling names. You know, that's all it is.
Yeah, but is it true? I mean, maybe he was. I don't know. I wasn't around at that time. How would I know?
It's just, I think it's just another way for them to maybe critique. If they didn't agree with what, it's just a way for them to kind of,
yeah,
you know.
You're right.
It's, you know, kind of critique him or whatever and say.
Downplay
that,
him.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking, you know, maybe just say that he wasn't as great as everyone thought he was.
Now, to boomerang back, because we haven't got to hear your opinion on the story we broke this morning with City Auditor Robert Landon and bringing on Mayor Schertzer this morning, what do you make of that whole hullabaloo?
Oh, man, I was reading some of that, and boy, oh boy. I mean, it just sounds like it's been bad from the start, you know, as far as that goes. I mean,
is it surprising to you that the state auditors met with the mayor yesterday and said that there is no evidence to them that the books of Marion have been balanced since January of 2020?
We need to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
And that if these books aren't balanced, and because they need those books to apply for $2.5 million of grant money
to continue funding the
senior center, the Marion Area Transit, some police and firefighters. And if they don't have those books finished by September 30th to apply for those grants, what is that going to mean?
Yeah, I mean,
we could be in a little bit of trouble.
Obviously, we're going to have no services in those. I mean, you know, and I know the senior center.
Well, and where would the bond rating go for Marion? Right now, a very high bond rating is my understanding. Well, where does it go? What is at the bottom of this, though? And I wish we would hear from the auditor, because somebody's got to hear from him. Mm-hmm. What is at the bottom of this?
Was it the previous auditor? I mean, that's what he's going to probably...
Well, he can say it, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, does this mean I'm going to be in the fifth one?
I was just thinking of her. I thought she's not going to have a job.
Did you hear the interview this morning?
Yeah, I did. No stone was left unturned. Good job, as always, Scott.
Did you just swerve when you were driving down the road?
Well, even my passengers were like, oh, my gosh, what is he talking about? Who messed up? What's going on? Da-da-da-da-da. So.
I met our caller.
Oh, did you?
She came in to get a ticket, and I was glad to put a face to a name. What a sweet lady she is. I can't imagine somebody's going to take her job away.
Good luck.
So I guess that would be a bad time to pester him about the tour.
That's right. You gotta watch it.
If I have a job at this rate,
I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, you can work at this radio station for free.
I think people will turn the boat up. I think somebody will get this boat up in the city.
I hope.
Yeah. Well, hopefully everybody's not thinking that somebody's gonna do what nobody did.
Yeah, that happens.
That does happen. Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Well, have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that I wondered if the bus, because we have two buses were on, David's and Sarah's. I wondered if buses were swerving this morning when that came over the airwaves. Yeah, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I don't know what's going on. I wish I did know what was going on.
We're going to have to find out, because... to blame it on the previous auditor, she was a pretty good woman, and I think she knew what she was doing.
Right. Well, that's, you know, I mean, I'm just kind of grasping this. I just think that's what he's going to, you know, that might be one of the things that...
But what is...
You know, because, of course, he'll deflect everything and say it was, you know...
Well, that's fine. You can deflect all day long, but what's the problem? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
How do you get the books balanced?
Right.
Yes, and fast.
I mean, if I didn't know how to balance the books, I'd ask somebody.
Didn't you say it has to be done by September something?
Yeah. 30th, and that's, you know, and apparently there's some questions about can it be.
Let's get it
at
done.
At this point.
Yeah.
Well, he's out with COVID right now, though.
Yeah, I think certainly there must be underlings.
Can somebody else come in? I mean,
yeah.
Can, like, his assistant or something?
Well, the mayor did say that he'd be glad to provide help, but he's not going to do his job for him.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. That's that is definitely a problem, and depends on how long this COVID has him down. Some people are only down for a few days, whereas other people are down for a few months. Yeah. But if let's hope it's nothing serious.
Oh, we hope his health is fine. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah.
And it's horrible that this coincided with that. Mm-hmm. Because you don't... But we cannot not talk about this. I mean, the meeting happened yesterday. What can you do?
Well, there are things I'm sure that they can do while he's laid up to get it ready, so all he has to do is go through and not rubber stamp, but go through and approve it so when he gets out, it's ready to go.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how something gets this far out of whack.
Yeah. I used to have a boss that really... emphasize succession. Let's hope that our local government has some succession plans so that if somebody's out like this, they have somebody else that can do the work or at least get it ready.
We shall see what happens, that's for sure. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any opinions on anything?
Would that be something like maybe the Finance Committee for City Council?
Maybe so, yeah.
Something like that.
Or, yeah. You know. Now, they can't, probably the decision has to be finalized by the auditor, and maybe the auditor can give a final decision from his sick bed, but
the $1 million question is, I mean, do they have everything? I mean, even though he's out with COVID, did he take some files with him? Did he, you know, I mean,
that's absolutely the question.
Well, I hope somebody talks to him.
You know, I
think he's hearing about it.
Yeah. Does anybody have his phone number?
Are we going to see everything?
Are we better?
I mean, as far as balancing these, I mean, you know.
Like I've said for years and years, all of our politicians need to be as transparent as absolutely positive. Yes. So you and I, as citizens, can figure out what was going on with this problem. Yeah.
So on a side note, who is the greatest president of all time?
Man, wow, that's a tough question, man.
I don't think it was Washington.
Well, they've always put him up there.
Yeah, I know they do. I think Washington was a great president because of all the things that he had to do. I think one of the things he did was deciding that he was going to get out after a second.
I think that's his great contribution.
I think that's a great contribution, even though Roosevelt didn't do that. But, boy, it's got to fall back on Lincoln. It just seems...
You think Lincoln...
To me, Lincoln or Roosevelt, it's one of those two. I'm not sure which.
What do you think, Terry?
A lot of accomplishments between those two.
Yeah.
Do you find it interesting that we went through a world war with Woodrow Wilson and did win that war, and he does not get any accolades?
You never
because
really hear him mention
I think he's got a lot of foibles that people...
Yeah.
But, you know, Lincoln...
He was Harding's vice president, is that right? Or
no, that was Coolidge.
Oh, Coolidge, okay.
But no, but he was before Harding, before Harding.
Yeah, right before Harding.
But he was, a lot of people say he was racist. But again, do we chalk that up to the times? I mean, this is the teens.
Yeah, you know? You got to keep thinking of the times these people lived in. And we were kind of stupid then about race.
But isn't it interesting that we put Lincoln up there for the Civil War, but we don't put Wilson up there for World War One? Now, one of the things we give Roosevelt credit for is World War Two, but we don't give Truman credit for World War Two, and he really pulled the trigger that ended the war.
As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people that dislike him for what he did at the end of the war.
Right, so what's the criteria other than the Civil War that gives Lincoln such credit?
If I say it, it's true.
Well, Lincoln's an interesting person to me because Lincoln is, I don't know what the man really thought. I mean, was
Nobody
he
does.
Against slavery? I don't know. I think he was against the country coming apart.
Yeah, he definitely was against
He was
that.
Against sedition.
As a matter of fact, I think that's probably more what he was against than slavery.
Right, and I think had there not been threats for sedition, I don't know that he would have done the Emancipation Proclamation. I don't know. Probably not.
There is a relationship there? Not that I know. I mean, I don't know that relationship.
I mean, it was the right decision to make.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't, clearly it took till Lyndon Johnson to get the rights passed.
I think one of the things he's credited for is making all the tough decisions at a time where a nation was trying to tear itself apart.
Do you think there are other people who have done that? Roosevelt, certainly. Roosevelt came into trouble.
Definitely Roosevelt.
With the Great Depression.
Probably. there were probably some of the presidents, early presidents, that had to make a lot of tough decisions because they didn't know where they were going. But like I've told you before, I'm not a student.
Well, I just really can't think of any that were really confronted with gigantic, gigantic problems other than
Roosevelt,
Lincoln. Certainly was. The Founding Fathers were, but we weren't a country yet for their biggest problem.
Maybe Kennedy, which was kind of handed off because of his death to Johnson.
Well, it turned into a big problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, the problem with, if we're talking about Vietnam, is it never would have been.
I was talking about race, but go ahead.
Well, see, but then, you know, you got to look at Kennedy and say, I don't think Kennedy would have ever done or been able to do what Johnson did.
No, because, I don't think so either.
Because Kennedy just wasn't that.
But Johnson gave him the credit for starting that. He said
he would finish what
Kennedy had started. And I don't think he was a devout civil liberties person, Johnson. But because he had been kind of given the mantle, he carried on.
Well, this is an interesting point that I did want to bring up, talking about Adams and this whole journalist thing. False speech, absolutely false, if you can prove that, should that be legal? Should that be okay? Should that be protected under freedom of speech?
No. False speech?
By the media. Yeah. Because we separate freedom of speech and freedom of the press. We put those in two different categories, and I think there's a reason for it. Now, you can say whatever you want. I think that person stinks. Now, you're not going to go to jail for that. But what the thing that Adams was involved with in his Congress was strictly journalists and strictly journalists who were printing false things.
Mm-hmm.
Should a journalist under freedom of the press, why is freedom of the press and freedom of speech separated if they're the same thing?
Well, and I think also we have to separate another thing. Are they press people or are they, like they called Hannity this morning, entertainers? There are a lot of people on Fox News that are nothing more than entertainers. They're there to do the will of their boss who doesn't like the liberals. But also, then their Fox News is pretty solid news sometimes.
Well, I mean, is your president, was he a president or an entertainer?
That's a good point, too.
Well, yeah, but where a lot of presidents have been entertainers.
He was the host of The Apprentice, and now he...
Yeah, but if you're a journalist, are you a journalist if you're printing false information knowingly?
No,
I think you're not.
You're not. Yes.
Okay, so I think maybe Adams had a point here.
Yeah,
but you shouldn't be thrown in jail unless you are taken to court for libel or slander and convicted of that.
I think there was a trial. I don't think anybody was just tossed in jail.
Oh, okay.
I think they were arrested for the crime, like any crime would be, but I think there had to be a trial.
And that's one of those, those are two of the laws that are very hard to get a conviction on, slander and what's the other one?
Listen, I'm a journalist and I'm all for that, but I just think if you purposely are writing false information, especially in the COVID times, I mean, how many, take that person off television, get that person out of there, we can't have, well, no, I guess not. I mean, you're just like John Adams if you're doing that. You're trying to take that person's livelihood away because of something they're saying that's not true. Well, no. I guess freedom of the press means you can get up there and say whatever you want.
I think your livelihood should be taken away, or at least you should be shown as a liar and not a journalist.
Glenn Quincy Adams right here. No, but I mean, isn't that all John Adams was saying at the time? He's not saying
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, I mean, from my understanding, that's what the law said.
What I was reading.
You have to read his diary.
Yeah, they have to read his diary.
I have a hard time.
Terry, do an impression to wrap us up today. Do something funny.
Well, Scott, I'll be calling in later.
Give us a little Howard Cosell. What would Howard Cosell say about John Adams?
He would say, you know, John Quincy Adams, one of the greatest Americans I ever knew. You know, I made his diary 5 times. We had iced tea together. What a great man.
He loved to say the word truculent.
Very truculent.
And nobody knows what it means.
Nobody knew what truculent means.
And boy, on his high school football team, Could he run the football?
And he lived till 90, which is, what does this mean to us? Stress kills, get it off your chest.
That's right.
All right, Dr. Feinman and Glenn coming up next. Nate Redman at 4 today, and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon at 5 o'clock for Terry Tack, 6 o'clock. For Terry Tackett, Glenn Coble, or Gwen Quincy Adams, however you want to call it. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Virginia McLaurin on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said now you'd be able to die happy. Why did that mean so much?
Well, you see, I'm 106, and this is my wish. Always wish that would happen. They wish I would have a part of it, and I could go to heaven and tell my Lord about it.
We can never know this, but what was it like to be told you can't eat at a certain restaurant? What was your experience with that?
Well, you know,